Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and Classic. So, hey, let me just say, TV One has some of the greatest shows on TV. Great viewing. And tonight is no exception. They've got an all-new docuseries called Hollywood Divas. It premieres tonight at 10 o'clock, starring Golden Brooks, Countess Vaughn, Lisa Wu, Elise Neal, and Paula J. Parker, the lady with the million-dollar smile. What's going on, sister girl?
So sweet. I'm really gonna bottle that introduction. That was nice. $1 million smile. Okay, we gotta give me a Colgate champagne.
Yeah, you're so crazy, girl. You're so crazy. So tonight, Hollywood Divas. I mean, it delves into some things. You ladies open up about a lot of things. What's the show all about?
It's really about the journey that each one of us has taken and experienced in acting and becoming viable actors in Hollywood. If you've ever wanted to be an actor or thought you wanted to move to L.A. to try your hand at acting or New York, or, you know, we kind of lay it out there right for you to see. It's not all the smoke and mirrors and the dream and the fantasy and the Hollywood glamour that you think it is. There's a lot of hard work and rejection that goes into getting into this industry and maintaining your end. So I think we're going to lay it all out there for you.
So if you're not familiar with Paula J. Parker, she was in Hustle and Flow. She was in Fridays and a host of many other movies and on TV. Her career took off for a minute. Then all of a sudden, just like, you know, came to almost to like a complete halt. What the heck happened to her? Where is she?
You know, you see them in one thing and then you're just starting to get to know them and like them and you don't see them anymore. Or then just somebody you've never seen before just pops up. You're like, who is that? Where'd they come from? They could have given that part to such and such and such. It's really cyclical, Hollywood is, and sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. But I found myself in a situation where I was just down. There was no up. So I had to do something. And reality came knocking, and I jumped at the opportunity.
What basically happened to you? Did you have, like, self-doubt? Do you really want to do this anymore? You want to be an actress? What really happened?
Honestly, I did get to that point because I felt so beat up on that. It got hurtful to my soul. And I got to a place where it wasn't fun anymore. I felt like I couldn't, how many times can I play the same lady? You know, can I do something else, please? Can you give me an opportunity? And the opportunities weren't coming. And I got pregnant. And in Hollywood, somehow, getting pregnant is a death sentence. Unless you're pregnant by Will Smith or someone rich, kind of get left behind. When I got pregnant with my son, my agents and my managers dropped me. And it was devastating to me. And then I had a little postpartum in there as well. So when I was ready to go back to work, I couldn't get back in. It was hard for me to get in. And with all the accolades that I had and all the stuff that I had done and done for and given to and received by, I was just another young actress. It was like I was starting over from scratch.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with actress Paula J. Parker. Tonight is a new series on TV One called Hollywood Divas. Oh, you got to check it out tonight at 10 o'clock. So, did you ever ask your agent or your manager why they just all of a sudden just dropped you? Did they give you any kind of explanation?
No. I mean, no, not at all. I really had a suit. Because you're not allowed to do that. It's called discrimination, pregnancy discrimination. And you may have heard about other actresses in this industry suing jobs and suing television programs and employers for doing just the same thing. If you all remember the young lady from the Will Smith show, she believed that that was part of the reason why she was caught. So being pregnant is not, you know, a good thing in Hollywood, because if they want a pregnant woman, they prefer to stick a pillow on her. But, you know, it was weird for me because I was working during my 9th month. I did a show called Earl. Remember that show about Earl? I was on an episode of Earl. So I couldn't understand it myself why they dropped me. But I didn't have time to sit around and think about it. I had a son to raise. And that's what I did.
What got you back into the swing of things, back into the spirit of things? What uplifted you to go back and do what your passion?
Well, I tried to get back in the game and do my passion, as you say, but I couldn't. So I started directing. And I realized I'm really good at it. And I love it. Don't have to get my hair and makeup done. And I can impart my knowledge of acting to others and just watch them fly. And four things, I noticed in my career that when I worked with certain people, they did the best work of their career, and or the work that they did while working with me took them to the next level. And I was watching like, wow, if I can do that as an actor, imagine what I'd be able to pull out of people as a director. And I wasn't wrong. I wasn't far off, and I'm good at it, and I really do get good performances. You know, they say good actors make great directors.
That's true. That's so, so true. Have you ladies put together a formula where all you ladies come together and pretty much, like you say, you direct, maybe somebody produces, somebody may do the music and do your own thing after Hollywood
you
Divas?
Must be psychic. Yes, you must be psychic. Actually, Hollywood Divas, TV One, gave us the platform to suggest that. I direct a project that the five of us produce and star in. My husband, Forrest Martin, writes it. And, honey, we get it done. We go in on you guys. You're going to really get to see the beginning and the root of the tutta of making
the root of tutta.
So, get out your notebook and pen and pad, and you'll be able to take notes if you've ever had a dream of making your own film. You know, this first season takes you into our journey of doing just that, making our first project.
What would be your ideal role in Hollywood for you? What role would you like to play that you have not played?
Eartha Kitt. I mean, I tell people that all the time. I would love to do the bio of Miss Eartha. That would be just so phenomenal to me. She was such a great woman and underrated as far as what her achievements brought to other black women. You know, the first black cat woman. You know, she was queen of being blackballed. She said something to Lady Bird Johnson, and she was kicked out of America.
It was something to do, I think, with the Vietnam War, where she said something, and
yes.
After that, she was blackballed.
So when people look at me and say, I'm making it up, actresses don't get blackballed, you know, I am not the first. And I know I won't be the last. So I'm just letting you guys know my truth. I'm speaking my truth. And I hope you take something away from it. And don't judge too harshly, because as you judge, so shall you be judged.
Right. Once you got one finger pointing at you, you got three fingers pointing right back at you.
Oh, I like that one. Yes, that's it. What she said.
What she said. All right, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with actress Paula J. Parker. Tonight, new Hollywood Divas premiering tonight at 10 o'clock. Any final words you'd like to leave our listeners, and how can our listeners keep up with you?
Don't forget, TV One, 10 o'clock tonight, Hollywood Divas, and please, you can tweet me or IG me at TJAI Parker. That's at TJ Parker. Hope to hear from you. I will be live tweeting during the show.
All right, Paula J. Parker, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. God bless you and continue to do great work.
So kind, so sweet, and thank you for having me.